Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. A national report out this week shows Wisconsin near the bottom of the list for access that poor children have to dental care. The report from the Pew Charitable Trusts show that more than 71% of children enrolled in Medicaid in Wisconsin did not see a dentist during 2011. Only one state, Florida, fared worse in the study. Moreover, the state may soon have a shortage of dentists at hand. The state ranks 7th in the nation in the number of dentists approaching retirement age. We'll get some reaction to this data from a Milwaukee dentist in just a few minutes. But first, Jane Koppelman is Research Director for Children's Dental Policy for the Pew Trusts. She spoke with Lake Effect's Mitch Teich and described the national landscape for access to dental care for poor children.
It's a crisis. We consider it a crisis. The Surgeon General last year also considered it a crisis. But what we see is that there are millions of low-income children that go without dental care every year because we have a system that doesn't have the capacity to treat them.
And why is that? Why are we in a situation where access is such an issue?
Well, there are a few things going on. One is that across the country, the federal government keeps tabs of areas that have shortages of healthcare providers, including dentists. And according to their figures, in 2012, there were 45 million Americans that were living in areas that had shortages of dentists. So whether you have insurance or don't have insurance, if you can't find a provider, you're in trouble. There is a second problem that is occurring, and that is that the number of dentists that are participating in the Medicaid program and accepting Medicaid patients is quite low. So even though it's an interesting irony, low-income children are more likely to have dental coverage than higher-income children, but they're less likely to get care. And we find that because so few providers accept Medicaid, and there are a variety of reasons for why they don't, Medicaid has become kind of like a hunting license for dental care. It gives you the opportunity to try and find a dentist who will treat you and or your children, and that can be a trial.
Well, and I would imagine in places where there is already a shortage of dentists to begin with, this is a problem that's compounded by the Medicare issue.
Yes, the two problems, work in combination to be causing a crisis.
Well, and you mentioned the dental shortage, and this would seem to speak to an issue that goes actually even beyond just the issue of poor children and their access to dental care. This would speak to an issue of access to dental care in general.
It's very true. Here at Pew, the Pew Children's Dental Campaign, we do focus solely on children, but it's absolutely true that there is an access crisis for adults as well. In fact, children, low-income children, are more apt to have dental insurance through Medicaid because it's a mandated benefit for children under Medicaid, but states have the option to provide it to adults, and we find that more and more states are choosing not to because of their budget problems.
What do we know about why there is a dentist shortage in general?
Well, there are a number of factors that play into the dental shortage, and one is that there's kind of like a misproportion of dentists operating in pockets of the country. Dentists, it's usually harder to find them in rural areas and in inner city areas. There are simply places that that dentists don't choose to live and practice. And even if we were to have nationally a ratio of dentists to patients that was adequate, which we don't, you'd still find them clustered in certain areas and scarce in other areas. So that's one issue. There's another issue too, which is in dentistry, there is no equivalent of a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant, a mid-level provider that who commands a lower salary, who goes to school for a fewer number of years, who can do basic restorative care. Right now, it's only a dentist that can drill and fill teeth. So we're limited by their kind of exclusivity. to most procedures, most dental procedures. One thing that a number of states are considering, probably about 15 right now, is expanding the dental workforce in one of two ways. One is to take the dental hygienist and to offer them more training to do temporary fillings and expand their scope of practice so that they can go in and do some basic restorative care for children and adults. And a dentist wouldn't have to. And the second proposal, which a number of states are considering and which Minnesota and Alaska have already implemented, is authorizing a new type of provider called a dental therapist. And again, this would be the equivalent of a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant in the world of dentistry. And basically, a dental therapist can drill and fill teeth, and they are adequately trained to do this. So it increases the number of and types of providers that can go out and care for people. Right now, about 52 countries are using this dental therapist model to expand care. A lot of them are putting them in schools because it's a cost-effective way to get kids early and to treat their tooth decay at an earlier stage.
Well, and one of the points that the report makes is that there are implications, you know, we've heard about them for people using emergency rooms for routine or non-emergency medical care. But it seems that that dental care also figures into that equation?
Yeah, dental care is a huge reason for a lot of emergency room visits. We did a report a couple of years ago where we found that there were nationwide, I believe in 2009, there were over 800,000 visits to hospital ERs for preventable dental conditions. And we believe that that speaks to kind of a broken delivery system where people can't get care early on when they need it, and problems worsen and exacerbate, and all of a sudden they're to the point where people are in grave pain and they have to go to the ER.
What are the other policy implications you see for this? I mean, would you say that, I mean, are there incentive programs that ought to be undertaken to get more dentists to treat people in these underserved areas, rural and inner city locations?
There are a number of approaches to solving the access problem. Expanding the dental team by expanding the scope of dental hygienists and authorizing through changing state practice acts, authorizing mid-level dental providers is an important way to go. But it's also true that states should be raising their Medicaid reimbursement rates for dental care, which are across the board extremely low, and is a major reason for why dentists are not accepting Medicaid patients. There are other reasons for why dentists don't accept Medicaid. There's always a hassle factor involved in the paperwork for a public program, and there are other factors. But that's one thing that they could do immediately, and they would probably see some impact. The research shows that when a state does raise its Medicaid rates, there usually is a higher utilization, but it doesn't always happen. So we know that raising Medicaid reimbursement rates is an important but not a sufficient answer to the access problem. There's something else that is figuring into this. Telehealth has taken hold in the medical field, not so much in dentistry, but we're seeing the potential that telehealth in dentistry holds for getting care to more people. And basically, if you have, let's say, for example, a dental hygienist that's based in a school or that is rotating in and out of a remote or rural area, they can communicate with a supervising dentist who doesn't have to be there on site. And with intraoral cameras and with being able to send x-rays electronically, a hygienist can, you know, take care of some of the problems of patients without a dentist having to be there. Telehealth holds greater promise if the mid-level provider that is in an underserved area can do some basic restorative care. But usually the law calls for checking in with a dentist before treatment can happen.
Well, Jane Koppelman, thank you so much for shedding some light on this for us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Jane Koppelman is Research Director for Children's Dental Policy for the Pew Trusts. She spoke with Lake Effect's Mitch Teich about the report out this week showing serious problems with access to care for children receiving Medicaid benefits. That report showed particular challenges in Wisconsin, where 71.5% of children on Medicaid did not see a dentist in 2011.